As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Having a great time out here. Dave Ashburn, our sales manager, is out here at Echo Park Automotive in Duluth. And we were just meeting one of our new sales people, Mike.
Yes.
She's new to the staff, but she is very enthusiastic about joining 92.9 The Game. And so we were just having a conversation about how great things are. We appreciate you guys listening as always. We've had a couple of cool drivers stop by. If you missed those interviews, go online at odyssey.com. We also had Brandon Gauden on, and I just want to address this before we to talk a little bit about what's going on with the Dogs. And because, again, we're talking about recruiting with the Dogs, and so
right.
We'll give you the latest on that. Coming up, some guy talk here in about 10 minutes, and also the latest in the Falcon Report, as you will hear from Bijan Robinson, who stated – I thought it was kind of interesting, talking about what he would like to do this upcoming season. All right, that's on the way. The latest news with our Braves, they get ready for a series with the D-backs tonight. Mike, we haven't really spent a lot of time. Grant's going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. We will talk about this series. But the news, guys, is really after Mike and I went in yesterday. I'll be honest with you. And look, I tell you guys this. I tell Mike this all the time. Our teams listen. Our executives listen. Our players listen. And when we – as a fan base, and this includes you because we're your conduit, say, hey, what the hell's going on? Why are we not doing the things we need to do? They hear us. So ironically, I thought the timing was interesting last night when this came out about, you know, bringing in Freddy Gonzalez to be our third base coach. But the issues we're facing right now are just bigger than replacing the third base coach. And I do agree. We've had some gaffes at third base. But I also said to Mike, we have had those gaffes because, guys, our offense has been sluggish. So I think you needed to be a little bit more aggressive.
Right. They were forcing some issues. Now, look, I know the one that sticks out in everybody's minds a couple days back, Battles is just a position where he's rounding the base, and you know the fielder in the outfield has already got the ball in his hand. It wasn't good. The optics on it were not good. And, look, let's not get crazy. Guys used to get a little upset with Ron Washington sometimes being aggressive.
True.
I like being aggressive at third base because I want to see you make the defense make the throw. Center fielder's got to make the throw to the cutoff man. Got to be on point. So make those guys make two accurate throws that can throw somebody out in some cases. But in the case of the Braves, it's just freaking window dressing. I mean, if you're going to make a big move, fire Snitker. Go outside the organization. Guy said, well, who would you hire? Great question. Because I don't want Buck Showalter coming here. You know, I don't believe in his nonsense. But, I mean, there are other ways you could do this. And in the offseason, first, look at how the Rangers got Bruce Bochy out of retirement a couple years ago.
Idiot.
You know, I mean, there are people you could find. There are some retreads I wouldn't be interested in. But I do know this. Whatever happens with the Braves, the new hire will come from within. Because this organization will never go outside of itself to find a manager. It's got to have a Bobby Cox connection. Freddie is a great guy. Freddie is a mediocre manager. Freddie was a mediocre manager in Miami. He was a mediocre manager with the Marlins. I mean, with the Braves. So to bring in Freddie Gonzalez to fire a third base coach because your team can't hit is one of the silliest things I've seen in a while. But it sends a message because some Braves fans actually buy it, Carl.
Yeah,
And they go, well, there you go. Now, by the way, I'll ask you again, because I asked you earlier in the show. Do you think guys in the clubhouse this moves the needle? Hey, you just got Coach Matt fired.
Or
demoted to the minors.
I don't know.
He got fired. He was demoted.
I don't know what drives these guys when I say that as a group, let alone as individuals. I don't know if Freddie ever needed a pep talk. He just showed up and did his job. I don't know what drives each one of these guys. If you told me they fired Snicker, that would get their attention.
Yes.
Because that is doing something that would be completely unexpected. And by the way, I'm torn on this when Mike says, you know, again, we're not calling for his job. He's saying if you're going to do something bold, that would be the bold move. This is not it. But I will tell you, I don't think you fire a guy in June when your team's in fourth and two of his best players have been injured and coming off of long injuries in Strider and Acuna. I do think that's a possibility, Mike, if we're late in July and in August and you say, well, why would you wait? Because you're giving him a chance to right the ship.
Right.
But I think in June, where we are right now, June 2nd, it would be a little bit premature. And that's why I think Alex is taking this approach and the organization is taking this approach. I don't necessarily agree with it because I don't think this is the problem. The problem, and this is getting back to Brandon Gaudin, guys, who joined us, the voice of our Braves on FanDuel. He said they've had, at least according to, you know, his information.
Some heated discussions, apparently.
Yes. Internal heated discussions from the guys on the team. He's not talking about Snicker going in there and, you know, throwing trash cans. He's saying that there have been guys, and he mentioned Chris Sale is a guy that's a leader on this team. He talked about Olsen. These are things that we've asked about. Nobody really has said anything. So, Brandon, I give him credit for saying, from what I know is what he said, because, again, he didn't pinpoint specific dates, but he's basically saying, Mike, the things that we think should be going on are. Okay, then why is it not resonating? Why is it not? And sometimes, guys, you have these conversations and people think, you know, you get fired up. It's not football. You don't go out the next series and you're so emotional that you make a big sack and it changes the game. Baseball, you got to be right here the entire way. And if you get too high, get too low, it kills you. And so I'm saying that to say nobody's come out of these meetings and hit four home runs. But hopefully, Mike, whatever's being said starts to resonate.
But it did have an effect a few years ago. They had a sluggish road trip. They were in Phoenix, I want to say, and then Snicker had a closed-door meeting. And as Carl said, it's kind of like I always go back to Bull Durham because it's true. You got to scare him. Read him the riot act. You can't do it every night because that's going to tune out in a minute. But, you know, Snicker picked his spots. They responded. They went on a tear. They won, I think, at that time, it was like 7 out of 8. Next thing you know, they're rolling. So, yeah, you can do something to shake things up. You can't quantify it. There's no stat for it. There's no analytics for it. But I just do know other franchises will approach things differently. We'll never fire Snicker. Now, Snicker, by the way, guys, his contract is up at the end of this year.
Yeah.
So he's a lame duck if they don't give him a contract extension as it is. So that's why I said to Grant, you know, a few months ago, I was always under the impression this is Snicker's last year. No one seems to want to say that, but I think it's certainly now, in the minds of a lot of fans, think it should be Snicker's last year. Because regardless, as you said, you laid out the argument. He can't hit for these guys. He can't pitch for these guys.
No.
But it does sometimes the message gets stale. And I do think these guys, I'm glad to hear that if Brandon's got information saying that they've had some come-to-Jesus moments.
Yes,
I hope so. Because the team looks friggin' lifeless. The team is lifeless and listless. And you got guys with guaranteed money who aren't doing their job. They're not hitting for average. Even with OPS right now, that's woefully low. Not knocking in runs. So you got to do something. Firing a third, demoting a third base coach is the silliest thing. Just like when they move on from hitting instructors. Come on.
Yeah.
It's window dressing for a fan base that goes, yeah, that'll teach them. Teach who? Motivate who? I mean, it's window dressing. It's a study in silliness. But again, to Astasopo now, back in the minors.
Let's hear Dom back at the studio. Can you play Alex Anthopoulos on Marcell Ozuna? Because this is the other side of this, which is interesting. I don't think anybody, at least fan base-wise, knew about Marcell Ozuna having a hip tear.
Nope.
And he's been playing well, guys. We talked about leading the league in walks. He's been the one consistent guy that has shown up and slugged for you. But Alex Anthopoulos revealed this yesterday when he spoke to the media after demoting our third base coach.
Yeah, it's going to be a factor the entire year. But Marcell's tough. He's playing through it. He's still performing. You know, but there's no doubt he's playing through it. And, you know, even when we took him out and we got tests and so on, he didn't want to do it. So he wants to stay in there. He's a very durable player. He's still a productive player. But, you know, it's one of those things that he's going to have to manage and get to the offseason. So we've told him, look, at times, be careful with, you know, don't, you know, try to run as fast as you can down to first base. be judicious on the base pass and so on. So if you see him at some, a routine ground ball, he might be saving his bullets from that standpoint. But he expects to be in there. He expects to play every day, and it's tolerable enough to continue for him to continue to play.
That's the good news.
Look, he's a tough guy, man. I'm Ozuna from the Braves. The big bear has been money. And, yeah, as we said, it's not like he's going to be legging something out. I mean, sometimes you stop at first because if he's got that, you don't expect this guy to be going from first to third or anything like that. So that's just him doing his job. He can hit, as you said, he's in the field. Might be a different story. So, man, tough guy, man. That's you think baseball players aren't tough? I mean, you and I, would you be mowing the lawn? I asked you earlier.
Not with a hip tear.
Hip tear?
No. And that just sounds scary.
I mean, hey, honey, take the garbage out. I got a hip tear.
Yeah, I'm not doing too much of anything. But Marcelo Ozuna, he says he can manage it. That is the good news. We'd love to hear from you guys. You can tell us what you think with this news today. And look, if we lose this series to the D-backs, and it's not if we lose, it's how we lose. If we score one run tonight, no runs tomorrow, a run the next day, we're having the same conversation regardless of changes like this, because what that screams is that this offense is still not clicking the way it should. So it's not about losing. You're going to lose between now and September. It's how we've been losing, and can we start to win some one-run games? Alex talked about this run differential. It's real, but that's the difference, guys, in the really good teams and the teams that end up being average.
Also learned that A.J. Smith-Shawver getting another opinion on the elbow. Maybe try to do that sort of like that, what do they call that? The bracing surgery that Spencer Strider had.
Strider had, yeah.
As opposed to a true Tommy John. Either way, you're not going to see A.J. Smith-Shawver anytime soon. So this gets back to the trade deadline. And guys, hit us up on the text line. We were just having this conversation. 404-726-0929. I can't read all of them, but a couple guys going, hey, we were worse off in 2021. We all know we were worse off. We had Freddie Freeman. Freddie Freeman's not on this team. Freddie Freeman was a big part. Jock Peterson brought energy, all the things Carl just talked about. That was, nobody even knew who Jorge Soler was. It was amazing. Rosario was, remember, he couldn't even play when they traded for him at first. Everything just slipped into place. You moneyballed the hell out of that season. The night shift was amazing. One of the best bullpens of all time. None of that's on this current team right now. So I'm hoping that maybe Alex can pull some rabbits out of a hat on the trade deadline, Carl. But, with everybody alive with the wild card, half of baseball is going to be looking for the same stuff we're looking for.
Yeah, that becomes a problem. And then it becomes a bidding war. And then are you going to overpay? And how good is your team? Really? If we're sitting in fourth place still at that point, you got to kind of say, are we going to go all in? If we're in second place, Mike, and 3 games behind the Mets, that's a different conversation.
Right.
So,
well, that's an interesting conversation. Then you can have that Sean Murphy conversation nobody wanted to have a month ago.
Yeah. So
then you can say, okay, Drake Baldwin is my catcher of the future. Now, again, we're putting the cart before the horse.
Absolutely.
Now. But if you don't show any progress by the trade deadline, then adios, Sean Murphy. And again, small money by Major League standards, $50 million a year, but take that that 207 average someplace else and let Drake shine.
Yeah, that's when you start making those decisions. Right now, little bit too early.
Other guys hit us up on the text line saying, does this mean that Freddy Gonzalez is going to be manager in waiting?
No. Let's not jump to conclusions, Braves fans. I mean, look, it's easy to say that. I will tell you this. At least this is what I feel about Alex Anthopoulos. He is willing to see what else is available if they need to make a managerial change. And if it came to that, I don't think that this automatically puts Freddy Gonzalez back in the managerial chair. You had a guy who had managerial experience here before, Ron Washington. You could have easily said, Wash, stay, we'll pay you more. And guess what? When Snit's ready to give it up, it's yours.
Right.
They didn't do that. Let's not jump to conclusions about Freddy Gonzalez being here. He's a third base coach. Let's hope he does a great job. As far as who the next manager or what that's going to look like, whether it's a year or at the end of the season from now, let's hold out on that. All right, guys, one other thing I want to mention. The Dogs make an offer to the 2027 quarterback recruit. His name's Elijah Haven. He is out of Baton Rouge.
Uh-huh.
6'5", 215. He is the top recruit, Mike, for 2027.
Okay.
Quarterback.
Now, here's the thing, though.
They have offered, right? They have made an offer to him again. But they already have the number one kid coming in this year.
Yeah.
We knew that from Nashville. And now they're going to offer the 2027 kid who, we're a year or two away from this. But this is how this works, and this is how you stack that room. Problem is, he's going to get offered from everybody.
And you and I have always talked about getting that super athletic quarterback. Elijah Haven could be qualified as one of those athletic quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. But again, can you get a guy to stick around for a couple of years while another guy's going to be starting?
Well, by this time, by the time he would come in, what's it, Jared? Jared would have already been under center
for at least one year.
Yeah,
right.
For at least. Either way, the Dogs are on their game as far as trying to get the guys. This is the.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
One position I've continued to talk about, because if you get dynamic here, then you're doing everything else right. And right. I think this is the one area. So wanted to mention that. Hey, man, coming up, Mike, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, speaking of college sports, have you been watching these regionals and super regionals?
Incredible.
I've never seen more ish talking and more nonsense and guys just getting after it. And people reading lips now of managers and getting guys in trouble. We'll tell you about the College World Series also coming up. Does anybody know what the heck's going on with Taco Mac? Another closing. We'll explain coming up in Guy Talk.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.